This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The White House is negotiating with the 9/11 Commission on terms for more testimony from National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. One compromise may be to have Rice testify privately again and allow her statements to be made public. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke about Rice's predicament with two former national security advisors, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who served under President Carter, and William Clark, who served under President Reagan.
Brzezinski gave public testimony under oath in 1980 to a Senate panel about ties between Billy Carter, the president's brother, and Libya. Clark never testified publicly before congressional panels.
She's following the law. She's following protocol. She's following certainly the history of this position of executive privilege, which has always been recognized by the Congress. It has been debated in other administrations, but we testify both under oath and without oath to apprise the Congress, the different committees of our policy and intelligence matters, but it was never demanded to be done in public.
Mr. Brzezinski, how would you respond to this?
I think in general that's a tradition. I think in this particular case, the issue has been complicated politically. I think constitutionally, there's no doubt that the National Security Advisor, at the President's direction, is within his or her rights to decline to testify. But I would think that for the sake of national confidence, national trust, that aspect should also be taken into account.
The key point about not having public testimony under oath is that there is some privilege attached to how decisions are made inside the administration. Why is that?
Well, that is so that the president can engage in a free-for-all discussion with his principal advisors, can speak to them candidly, and not be held to account for that. If he doesn't have that, then he cannot have any advisors who can speak to him candidly.
Judge Clark, do you agree that the decision-making process and who has what opinion about what policy is at the heart of this matter? It's what is to be protected.
Well, I concur in what Dr. Brzezinski has just explained. There has to be this ability in the Oval Office or the Cabinet Room to express opinions freely. And I think our American public fully understands that.
What's the difference between the advice that a Secretary of State gives to the president and the advice that the National Security Advisor gives to the president? And why is one to be protected while the other is allowed to go before the Congress and give public testimony under oath?
The Secretary of State is approved by Congress for his position. He represents the administration formally and speaks on behalf of the president formally. His role is very different from that of an intimate personal advisor. And this is where the boundaries have been drawn. But these boundaries, while constitutionally traditional and important to preserve, are not totally sacrosanct if conditions arise in which it would be national interest to shift the boundaries somewhat. I think that has to be taken into account.
Judge Clark?
Yes, case by case. This is an exceptional situation. Credibility is very much at issue here. Henry Kissinger has called the National Security Advisor job the most difficult, the most dangerous one in Washington for the reason that he or she has no safety net of a staff of less than 100, and while a cabinet position has minions of thousands. And so I think that Dr. Rice is following protocol, the law, and certainly the direction of the president.
Judge Clark, what do you think about this problem of public national confidence in the administration, in the National Security Advisor, given the book by Dick Clark and the issue of what happened on 9/11, which is a national calamity?
Well, it's deeper by the day. I think Richard Clark has a little credibility problem deciding whether he was telling the truth last year or this year, and whether that is creating distrust or mistrust in the public, I really don't know, sitting out here in a cow county of California. But I agree with Dr. Brzezinski that there's probably a political problem here, but that's for others to decide.
Well, how would you deal with the issue of public confidence and public trust You've been the National Security Advisor. At any point did you feel as if you had to reassure the American people that there was nothing hidden, nothing up your sleeve, no skullduggery going on, that you were simply doing your best in terms of advancing American policy?
Well, in Dr. Brzezinski's case and in mine, we enjoyed a certain relationship with the Congress and special committees. This commission is different. It has not had the same experience as our congressional committees have had. So I can't recall that either Dr. Brzezinski or I had a problem of trust and confidence or lack thereof beyond the Beltway.
Former National Security Advisor William Clark and the big new Brzezinski, Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.